Hi, I'm Sumi Kailasapati. I have lived in Ann Arbor for about 17 years now. I have two kids as well. One goes to Skyline and one is going to be going to Clay. I came to this country 23 years ago. I was part of the democracy movement in Sri Lanka. The civil war was raging between the government and the rebel group Tamil Tigers. We were caught in between because we were standing up for democracy, and I had to go into hiding, and I was fortunate enough to get a full scholarship to Wellesley College, where I got my degrees in economics and political science. Then I moved on to a very progressive school in New York, to the New School for Social Research, where I got the next two graduate degrees in political economy. Then I moved to Ann Arbor. I taught at Eastern Michigan University in the graduate program for 10 years. And then I just wanted a change. I took the CPA exams, and I have been practicing as a CPA the past 6 years. And my interest in politics, as you can see, when I was back home in Sri Lanka, I was very much part of the democracy movement, and I have I was very involved with the democratic politics here, starting with the Kerry campaign and then the Obama campaign, and then many neighbors asked me that I should get involved in local politics, and I ran 2 terms ago when I lost, and then I ran again last time and I got re-elected. And that's my kind of the biographical background and my interest in politics. But the main reason that I got involved in local politics is I believe I bring in certain values which many neighbors felt wasn't being represented in the city government. For example, fiscal responsibility and prioritizing our expenses. Many feel that we don't do that very well. When there are certain needs unmet, we should not be. For example, one of the hot topics when we ran last time was the whole public card debate. A lot of people felt very passionate about why we should be taking money out of water, sewer, and streets when they, for example, streets were in such bad condition. So I'm very proud to have worked with my co-council members to make sure the percentage for art was ended, that we do not take monies out of these utility funds and spend it on public art. So these are some of the reasons that I ran for and I will continue to run for, and demanding that boards and commissions are broadly represented has been another interest of mine. And along with Stephen Councilman, I brought in changes to reform the DDA, which I'm very proud of. Not only did we bring in term limits, but the language was clarified and made sure that there was fairness and equity in sharing TIF dollars. So there are many achievements that I feel I have kept my promises, and I ask you to vote me back in to continue my service to my constituents, to represent you so that our shared goals are realized. Thank you.